understand, and we're reading things, we find out, oh my God, they just sold a whole mess of these aircraft to here and there or whatever. All those kinds of pieces of information mean more if we know more about our accounts. And where are we going to get that? We get it from people giving us tours and write it down. You go on a tour, a guy could tell you, yeah, we got 186 million in sales. Man, try to get that number another time, some other way. You know, you got that number, write it down. Yeah, we got 1,300 employees now. Write that down, 1,300 employees. Numbers and things like that that they can give you are just fantastic. And, you know, I don't know, I used to think I could remember everything. I remember when my first day in sales, I was telling, oh, yeah, I'll send you this. And, yeah, I'll say, you know, distributors were taking me around, you know, and introducing me to this kind of stuff. And a guy, you get me a Cadillac, give me this and that. And, oh, yeah, I'll, and I didn't write anything down. I'll tell you, the second day I thought, now what? Who did I say what? Can we repeat that day? You know, so you got to write it all down and remember those numbers because they'll be helpful to you as time goes by. All righty. Value-added selling. This is about you. How do you make yourself better? In my view, there's three things to making yourself better. And you have to spend time on all three. There's no value in saying why you shouldn't do it or can't do it or whatever. I put the spiritual at the top because I think that's the most important. If you don't have integrity, I think we started out with one of you guys saying, I think it was you, Darren, that said you can't lie to a customer. You're right. That's about integrity. If somebody at Carbloy asked me to do something in my whole lifetime, I always did it, no matter what. The only reason it wouldn't be done is if I was dead, and I mean that. I write it down, I'm going to do it. Every single time. I can be totally trusted to do what I say I'm going to do. There is absolutely nobody has ever said, yeah, Mitchell's not going to do it. No. If they want something done and they came to me, it would be done. Absolutely guaranteed. I never, ever went to a customer like Louis or something and said, hey, Louis, how much can I charge on this one? Or got some kind of information so I understand so I could charge more or something. No, not a chance. It's got to do with integrity. I've got integrity. And I hope that you all have integrity, too. And if you don't, you can get integrity. It's not something that you're born with it. It's something that you can lose. You can lose your integrity. You can lose it. Money is not the thing that makes you happy. The thing that makes you happy, and I'm certain Mike will tell you this, you go into an account and you just do a really great job and a customer really appreciates it, and that makes you feel good. That's the kind of stuff that makes you feel good. Money doesn't make you feel good. Your spiritual development, you got to spend time on it. Zero time is not spending enough time. How much should you spend? If you're spending less than an hour a week on your spiritual development, in my view, you're heading in the wrong direction. And you will get further out of touch with where you ought to be successful in selling. I don't know anybody who is singularly successful at selling that doesn't have a good connection in their spiritual development. Some of things that work for me. I do go to a certain church. There's an individual, I've been reading about this guy in the papers. I found out where he had his ceremonies, that sort of stuff. I called him up and I asked him if I could take him out to dinner. And he said, oh, certainly. But I was reading about this guy in the local papers. And this guy's name is Monsignor John Zenz. I don't know if anybody knows him, but he's in the, you know, in the Detroit Archdiocese. I don't know anybody in any kind of a religious capacity that would turn down a dinner with a potential customer, which is you. So if you want to make a connection that way, that's fine. I also like, on Sunday mornings, that guy Joel from down in Texas, Olstein, yeah, I like what he has to say. And I think that's uplifting. There was a guy from California, the glass tower, glass cathedral, Schuller, Dr. Schuller, who I think is basically kind of off the wall. But on the other hand, he has role models that he would have on there that accomplish things and so on, which I thought was a way to get some spiritual development. Maybe it's reading books. I don't know what the answer is, but that's what you're here to figure out. How can you get yourself spiritually improved, like lifting weights? How can I get a little more connection to my spiritual development? So your physical development. If you're not working yourself physically, you can never be successful in selling. because if you get too big, you're never going to be repulsive to others. So you have to be in reasonable shape, plus you're going to die because you got to be in reasonable shape. In selling, you know, we got breakfasts, lunches, dinners. We got so many opportunities to put calories on. We need to spend time taking them off. So your physical development. And obviously your intellectual development. Now, I gave you some ideas about your spiritual development in terms of your physical development. I used to be quite a sportsman in terms of playing tennis and stuff, but now I just can't really do that anymore because I hurt my back, my legs, groin injuries, and all this kind of stuff, so it's too hard for me. But and then I started running. So I ran for a long time. I used to run 3 miles, 7-minute miles, and on a track. I used to run outside, and I fell once a year, and I thought I might get hurt, so I started running on a track. But then I started thinking, then I did a program for a group. They sold $40 million worth of stuff.